Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn. And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. We have a new time, 7 p.m. now on Monday nights. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, bringing you Hollywood Connections, and you are going to be so amazed by this amazing performer, actor that is in the house with us. I cannot wait for his music. And Lisa V is in the house.
Yes, I am. It's a great day. It's Muscle Monday, everybody. It's Muscle Monday.
Muscle Monday. Yeah. I like that.
There you go. Muscle Monday, because you got
to
have muscles.
Does that mean you have to have muscles to come in here?
No, if you don't have them, we can fake it till we make
it. Okay, that's what I'm doing. That's what I do with my entire life. Hey. I fake it till I make it.
Exactly.
Doesn't he have a great radio voice?
Of course. Why is he not co-hosting more often?
Well, I had my own show for a while.
He did?
Yeah, for a while. Yeah, we met. That's where we met. We
yes.
met at the other radio station. Let's just put it that
yes,
way.
Yes, we
that's
did.
That's all I'm going to say is the other one.
There you go, the other one.
Well, he's been in so many films, in Christian films, and what was The Intruder?
The Investigator.
Investigator.
Yeah, The Investigator
Sorry.
Was kind of the big one back a few years ago. It was in theaters, and it's one of those things where it's on CBS pretty much every Easter.
Wow.
I don't know if it was on this last Easter, because I don't think we had Easter. I think it was canceled.
No, it was sort of kind of canceled.
Yeah. But everything, now you had some on Amazon Prime right
now.
Yeah,
I've got God, Where Are You, which is kind of kind of doing well.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. God, Where Are You? I was just in awe of that movie.
Let me write all this down. I got movies to see.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring your son over here.
Oh,
come on.
Yes.
Join us.
Have a seat right over
Aiden
there.
Williams here today.
Yes,
I see that. So excited to have you on the air with us.
Such a polite
young gentleman.
Well-mannered young man. We were having a great conversation out there. It was great.
Yeah, and he's, 13 years old?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice to meet you. Put the headsets on.
Yes.
So in the meantime, while you're driving, let's play some music. Wade Williams, his IMBD is amazing. Facebook, he's all over. He's done so much in the entertainment industry. And what has impressed me is all the films that you've been in. You've made over, not with all the film companies, over $20 million that you brought to the film industry.
Yeah, I personally haven't made that. It would be nice if I had some of that.
Right, but, right. Share
you
the wealth.
You know what they call the joke? Well, there's an old adage. You know what you call a broke actor?
What?
An actor.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You know, I've been in a lot of films that have had had some good return. Let's put it that way.
Amazing. So let me put on to you Wade Williams. He is actually live here at the station,
yes.
And you've got to hear him. Oh my gosh, we're live on TikTok as well. Take it away, Wade Williams. And I just put his video up. Let's hit that song in the road.
All right. This is just in case 4th of July gets canceled. Before it gets canceled, I want to sing this song. I wrote this song about 20 years ago, and I think this song needs to be heard more today than even when I did.
Okay.
When I wrote it 20 years ago.
Somebody keeps trying to call me.
Right.
I don't know.
Stop calling. Yeah, she's live.
I'm live on the air.
Now. Thank you very much.
No phone calls.
All right, yes. So this one's called God Bless America again.
All right, here we go. God Bless America a lot.
When did Sunday suppers die? Wife and kids and neighbors inside.
Jesus, I pray for you. Yes, I pray red, white, and blue. Sing a song every day that brings a smile to every face. Sing a song that lets love in. Simple words let us begin. God bless America again. Am I a man that stands alone in this world that's cut to the bone? I thank my God, this is still my home. Yes, I bleed for you. Yes, I bleed red, white, and blue. So sing a song every day that brings a smile to every face. Sing a song that lets love in. God bless America again. Sing a song every day that brings a smile to every face. Sing a song that lets love in. I have a dream that we could be all that God made us to be. The simple song that lets love in. I have a dream that we could be all that God made us to be. The simple words let us begin. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America again.
Amazing. So he's going to be singing some more here in just a minute. And Wade, tell us a little bit more about your acting career and how you started.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you got enough time on the show. But I started when I was about a little younger than my son, Aiden. I started when I was 11. He's 13. That's my son, Aiden, over there. He's excited to be on the radio. Say hi, Aiden.
There we're going to get to you in just a second. Talk about your YouTube.
We're going to talk about Aiden's YouTube. Yeah, he's a successful YouTuber.
All right.
And so, yeah, I started acting in theater when I was 11, back in Memphis, actually. So my first acting gigs were theater. And so I did theater for a long time. Four or five years. Then got specifically into music. And sorry, I'm hearing something.
Oh, that's
me. Then I got into music and bands and stuff. And then I moved to Los Angeles when I was about 18. And then eventually about when I was about 25, someone told me I had to pick one. I had to either be an actor or I need to be a musician. Which one are you going to do?
Was that hard for you to do?
I didn't do either. So okay. That's the whole thing. And that's the whole, like, I literally, that kind of plagued me in my mind for a while. So I was like this duality thing. So I didn't know if I was an actor that was singing or if I was a singer that was an actor who was acting. And so when I finally came to the understanding that I'm both, mm-hmm. then I can't do one without the other. It's like saying, which one do you want to have? You want to have your right hand or your left hand? Because
right.
you can have both.
It's like someone would tell me back in the days, are you a model or actress? I did both.
Right.
Yeah. So, but you're so good at what you do.
Thank you.
Can they buy your music?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can go to iTunes. You can go to iTunes and you can stream it and download it. You can go to cdbaby.com. You can search Wade Williams at cdbaby.com. That will come up. But honestly, I'll be honest with you. Like, you can listen to it for free on YouTube. Let me just be honest with you. Just
but,
type
you know,
in Wade
I like
Williams,
to support
you know?
Artists. So,
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I want them to enjoy the music and then come see a show. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well,
that doesn't bug me.
I believe you know Vince, the Rockman 727. He's now...
Oh, yeah.
You know Vince.
Yeah.
And he's starting now. He just did it last week. He's having bands come to his... pool, you know, social distancing, no more than 10 people, but he goes live and they can put their Cash App, their Venmo, and that way the bands, because with the bars closing again, you know, I became unemployed and this yeah. way he's able to help the singers like yourself to get out there and still
right,
keep singing.
Right. Well, I've been very blessed because, you know, the what I've done thus far is since the COVID thing, actually the bars, the places that I'm playing are actually open back up. So, like, they've closed down all the bars, but the restaurants are still open.
Right.
And so I play a lot of places on the weekends that are restaurant. That
well, you have to let us know because we'll promote you on
well,
the air.
This Saturday, July 4th, I'm playing at the Sunset Grill in Ruskin.
How far is Ruskin from here?
Oh, it's about an hour and
okay.
10 south.
Okay.
I work. Depends on what time what time are you?
6 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that might be doable.
Six to 10.
I'll text
July
you. And let
just
you know.
Let us know. We'll shout
we'll
it out on
live.
The air every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Sunset yeah. Grill at Little Harbor is a great little restaurant. They've got a little private beach out front, so you can come out and hang out at the beach all day.
Oh, nice.
Eat food there. The food's great.
And listen to some amazing music.
And listen to some the musician's not that bad either that
well,
day.
Well, you know, yeah. I've got some good news for you. I'm working with VH2.TV Network,
yes.
and they have an indie label, and they're going to be doing some shows. And so I know that Daryl Triplett would like to probably hear you as well. You know, I'm going to send the show over to them,
yes.
as well as Devin. So mm-hmm. there's a really good connection from you out of
great.
Atlanta. Top,
that's awesome.
Which
that's
is
awesome.
Good.
That's fantastic. And just and another thing, I want to put a shout out to my buddy Buddy Winsett, great Buddy Winsett,
yes,
the producer.
He's on the show many times.
Yes,
he's
hi.
He's a dear friend of mine. We are working on multiple projects. We're working on my next record. We're doing my next record in his studio.
So we're going to start doing auditions there for singers
yes.
for the radio station.
Really?
We love Buddy.
That's
yes,
awesome.
He's also
so
doing
great.
A music show.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
right.
Yeah, he's doing live from his
right.
thing. So we're working on that. We've actually formed another production company where we're doing a couple, a body work of films.
Okay.
So we're
going to
start doing that, too.
I'm available free extra.
Are you?
I'm available. I'm an extra.
I'm always available
I'll
for
be an assistant.
Film.
I'll be anywhere.
So we're going to do our first little short film probably here in about a month, within the month. And so we're Buddy and I are venturing in a bunch of different stuff. So
yeah, Buddy
excited.
Gave me. I asked Buddy if I could do some behind the scenes information, and he's like, for the Hollywood Connections, and he's like, yes, no problem. So
yeah, he's
we
great
got it.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't
it's
wait.
Amazing.
I'm excited.
Amazing. So can we kick off with another song?
Sure.
Hang on, I gotta let someone know. Please don't call me. Hold on a second, because
yeah.
the person
no
keeps calling me and calling
and
me. I'm like, I'm
can't.
On air.
Yes.
Stay tuned, everybody. You don't want to miss Wade Williams. Yeah. Lisa. You're a singer too. Tell them what you do.
I am. I'm a singer.
Nice.
And I do a lot of, well, I'm known to do Janis Joplin. And I've had people compliment me and say, you know, you really, Janis really comes through.
She'd be proud.
Somebody who saw her years ago in California. I can't remember the famous place, but he said, let me tell you something, honey. Janis sang like that. You really can bring it. And I didn't start singing until I met Dawn at church, and I had a dream that I was on a radio show and in a movie, and here we are. So God literally
so
put
cool.
us together at our church.
We did. Now she's co-hosting.
Now
and
co-host
she's been in
crazy.
A movie. You know when Johnny.
I'm in Johnny's film Coco. I'm singing Girl Crush at the dog bar that my friend owns in Blind Pass.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nico's dog bar.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're
going to
be bringing in a guest as well. She's never been on a radio show, so you're going to hear some
yes.
amazing music. Come on and sit down over here, Devin.
Yes.
Devin,
come
over
on,
here.
Devin.
You're live on the
Yay,
air.
Live on.
Have a seat.
Six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Live, and Facebook.
And you just flew in from where? Well, you're in for a treat. We're going to go back to Wade Williams' music. Wade Williams, you can see him, IMBD. Amazing. Please get his music. Mm-hmm. I support artists and local artists, but he's worldwide known, and he's in so many movies. So let's go to Wade Williams and TikTok and everyone out there on Facebook and all the social media. Enjoy this music. It's so touching, and we'll be right back.
We're ready.
I didn't know that was cute. We're going to commercial?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I need a drink. Well, I can need another hole in my head. It turns out I need another hole in my head. I need a drink. Well, I can need another ex-wife in the plan. It turns out this current one don't give a damn. So I'm standing at the bar with my cold hands starting to burn.
Wow.
Lord help me, Jesus. I need grace that I can't earn. I'm tired of living life on life's terms. I need a miracle. Waiting for the water to turn. Sign. Let me know that you're near. Come tomorrow morning, I'll be smelling like women and beer. I need a sign that points me right back to you. Maybe a tall glass of hope that'll see this old boy through. So I'm standing at the bar. To turn. We'll turn that water into wine. I'll turn back the hands of time to when I saw your face. Well, God, let me see your face. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. My cold heart starting to burn. Lord, help me, Jesus. You gave me grace that I didn't earn. And I'll keep on living life on life's terms. I found a miracle, waiting for the water to turn. I found a miracle, waiting for the water to turn.
Wow. If you'd like to book this artist, who do they call if they'd like to book you?
You just call me on my cell. I don't mind. Call me. You can go to Facebook. Wait, I'm about to move this mic, buddy.
It's yeah. Trust me.
It's a little.
Wow.
Sorry about that, guys out there.
Okay, yeah.
You can find me on Facebook, Wade Williams Music.
Or Wade Williams Music.
I don't mind. Just text me on my cell. I mean, everyone's got my cell number anyway. It's 407 342-6430. 407-342-6430. Just call me there or, just Facebook, Wade Williams Music. I'm always on it. So
very cool. Yeah. Well, your son is 13 years old, and we're just going to put him and just tell us a little bit about your YouTube page and where they can go and follow you, because I have a grandson that's 10 years old. And, so what is your name?
My name's Aiden.
Nice to meet you. And how old are you?
I'm 13.
And what is your YouTube channel?
My channel is called Skirmit.
What's your YouTube channel?
It's called Skirmit. Well, you can search it up on YouTube. It like the first thing that'll come up is something called like with 39 subscribers or something like that. I don't have much. I hit like a thousand views like weeks
hey,
ago.
Well, we'll join
we'll
you
get yeah, we'll get you started. We'll share your page, your YouTube channel and get it going.
I'm planning to like get like 1,000 subscribers
or
like that.
Speaking of the mic, son.
Yes.
Hey, but what do you call it? Something with fire. That's the name of the channel though. What do you call it?
I call it Kill with Fire.
Kill with Fire?
Kill with Fire.
Okay. Kill with Fire.
That's awesome.
Kill
with Fire.
Very cool.
He's taught himself how to edit. He's taught himself how to record. So.
Have you been on the radio before?
Yes, I have. I have before, not really, not much. Like a very little, not really much.
Well, we're glad to have you here and supporting your father. Now, also, Lisa probably wants to do a duet with you. She sings.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, okay. Lisa, yes. You have a couple ideas. You want to? We're just putting her on the spot.
She does this every show.
I do this
you
every
think?
Day.
I mean, I. What do you know as far as duet? Tom Petty.
I don't know any duet.
I have to get my glasses.
Okay. What do you know?
Hold on, everybody. I'll read your comments. Hold on.
Which one is this?
Didn't she sing Wild Thing?
No,
she didn't.
No.
That was
right.
Somebody else. Sorry. Well,
that's all you Peace of My Heart. That's okay. What do you know? Country.
Trying to read the messages.
I don't know it.
Okay. What do you?
You
what
put
do
me
you
on the spot.
I know she does that all the time.
Completely blind.
I guess I'll just come on, come on, come on, come on. Didn't I make you feel like you were the only man? Yeah, didn't I give you nearly everything that a woman possibly can? Honey, you know I did. But each time I tell myself that I think I've had enough. But I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. I said, come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Take another little piece of my heart, I know you will. Come on in. Break another little piece of my heart now, baby. You know you got it. If it makes you feel good, oh yes you do. There you go.
I finally found the key and you were done. All right.
Well, okay, so.
Yeah, I know, right?
Is there another song we can duet? Something real quick here?
It's just she doesn't get it. Right?
I did.
It's my key. I love her. She is my bestie.
But first, let's do the Iliad from memory.
Thank you.
Do that. That would be probably easier.
So. I gotcha. Right. So, in the meantime, we're going to take a little quick break. And I know I have Matt Johnson. I think he's on the phone. He is actually a TikTok viral expert. So, if you know, I'm on TikTok, I love TikTok. I love TikTok videos, and I love my live TikTok audience. Thank you for joining me. And I don't know, Vaughn, is that him on the air? Is that no? Okay, he'll be calling in a few minutes. So in the meantime,
moving right along.
And next, so have you been on TikTok?
I was there for a second. I just didn't get it. You know, I'm you know,
it's like look, I see all these people watching me from all over.
Like, really, I got to get on it. I really do because so many people. Look at that, Muscle Monday. Not bad for 50. Not bad for 50. Look
at
that. There you go. Not bad for 50.
Let's arm wrestle.
Oh, that I can't.
You take me out.
My friend would tell me they were showmanship arm. Yes, I'm single. 49, single. No. Children.
Wait, you just lost a year? You were 50. Now you're 49.
49.
Like, bam.
No, September.
Like, I'm single. I'm 47.
September 8th.
I'm 42 years old,
remember
girl.
Remember Saturday Night Live? I'm the owner of the restaurant. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yes.
No, seriously, 49, September 8th. I will be 50, so we're going to do a big, big party somewhere. As long as we're allowed and social distancing and all that
stuff.
We're
going to do it anyway.
Well, you know, we're doing...
Yes.
Wait, I need you to do a birthday song. Not now, but on July...
They say it's your birthday.
There you go. I got wound up, man. She's still good to go.
On July 6th, my birthday's July 8th, so I'm going to be the big 6-0.
Oh, my gosh.
60.
Wow.
I know. Can you believe that?
I still can't.
I have to look at my birth certificate and go,
yeah.
Am
That's
I really...
That's a good thing, though, right?
Yeah.
And she always tries to get me in her group of, like, you know, 55 and over. I'm like, no, I'm not there yet.
But no, I still figure skate. I like the ice rink. I rollerblade around my neighborhood.
We have to do that. Remember, I've never ice skated, so we were going to go live. Oh. And then we're going to do Brazilian waxes live. Remember that? You know, you can only live once.
Yeah.
At least I can say I did.
I'm having a wax done right now as we speak. Yeah. There's like a team of people.
There is, literally. This is crazy.
Waxing up.
Yes.
So, we can't put you up because kids under 13, they can't let them
now,
on.
Now, I have a question. My friend's daughter is with her all the time on TikTok, and they do these videos and they sing.
It's crazy.
Wouldn't it be with permission?
It's weird because it's her daughter, and they do the cutest videos. So
I know. It's amazing. Lisa, can I borrow your glasses for a minute?
Yes, you can.
So you keep interviewing Wade while I find out what's going on over here.
If you give me your TikTok, I will shout out everybody who's doing it. I have
Mike.
No problem.
Give it.
That's why I'm the co-host, the hostess with the mostest. So here we go. Let me shout everybody out. And I'm in your face.
Alrighty.
Dawn, would you want to ask Lisa about going to Buffalo and meeting Rachel Simpson? Sure. I have a car. I'll drive. I'll road trip it. Yes. Okay, here we go. Next one. Can you tell Lisa about... Okay, yes. Okay, and then we have... Annie Anderson 08 joined. We have, I gotta learn this. Okay, hold on. Lisa. Okay, hold on. Hey, I am from Australia. Hi, Lee Spikers. And then Lisa, do you ever go back to Buffalo with Rachel? I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
But I will find we met in Buffalo and did some tour. No, wrong, Lisa. No. I wish it was. I'm gonna keep going with it.
You remember those days in Buffalo, don't you?
Yes, you remember those days in Buffalo. I had to pray for forgiveness. Yeah. I can feel it now. Okay, tell him. Wait, you might have been the person that they're trying. Oh. Hey, my friend. Okay, Silver Foxy.
From
Canada. Wait, I met him in Buffalo. Wait, okay, Annie Anderson 08 met. Okay, I know you. Here's another message. Mm. Andy, ask her about Deputy and Anda and Rachel. Ask who? Dawn, or am I asking? Because I'm really confused here.
She's
boy,
trying to
this
read, and I'm trying to
this
find
hair.
My reading glasses. Well, I put like
her reading glasses.
Pair.
I gave you a pair. I gave her. There they are. Yay! So now she can do this. But here we are.
Ding ding ding.
Here we are. Ding 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 ding. Found it! Yay!
I like it. Okay,
like
so is that
yes.
on the air? Very cool.
Yes.
So guess what? We are so excited. And you may learn a lot from this too, which is amazing.
I may learn something.
Yes, and I'm going to learn something. Yes. So Matt, are you there?
Matt, I am. Hello.
Hi, Matt. You're live on 6 stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, Tan Talk Radio Network in our beautiful Clearwater Beach studio.
Yes.
So, Matt, I saw you. I was going through TikTok, and I saw your videos. And tell us, you are a video expert, an entrepreneur. You are amazing. You've been in the film industry yourself and also have produced theater. Tell a little bit more about what you do and what you're doing and how do you get a viral TikTok. But I'll tell you my story after you're done.
Oh, can't wait to hear your story.
Yes,
excellent.
Welcome.
Thank you. My story, I was in online media for a really long time. Now I own my own company. I was at some big viral video places, sort of in the world of the BuzzFeed. I was running video at New York Magazine, and I was at Business Insider, and... Rodale and Now This and some other places. Now I own my own company. And yeah, I'm all in now on TikTok, just teaching people how to go viral on TikTok and on every social platform. I wrote a book that largely goes through all of these strategies. But I mean, if it really comes down to two things on TikTok, honestly, number one, try to get people to watch the entire video that you make.
So number one
so
is watch
that
the
video
entire
is 10
video.
Seconds.
Correct.
Yeah, you got to get them to watch the entire video. So sometimes you got to tease, but that's okay. So that's the number one rule. And the number two rule is empathy, my favorite word on the planet.
Yes.
Try very hard to connect with people on an emotional level. You don't need to be funny or silly or some sort of living meme. You just need to connect with people and find a way to get them to the end of your 10-second a 15-second video.
So if you're doing a 60-second video on TikTok, you think that's too long?
I don't think it's a good idea because algorithm really looks at, it wants completed video views. And so, you know, it's just much harder to do that with a 60-second video. It's hard to keep attention for that long. So I always recommend people go for 10 to 15 seconds.
Wow.
Or less.
And so another question, because I am, you know, a talk show host, and I do Hollywood, and I do more of teaching, like how to get an agent, how to do things, you know, from my experiences of working in talent agencies. So I did some tutorials on TikTok on Dawn Reese Show, and then I'll do some fun videos. Is it okay to do a couple different things and then add a couple other things to it if you want to do like a duet with somebody, or is it better just to have one, like one TikTok under just like tutorials, or do you get another one and do your fun videos? What's your idea to that?
I personally think that you should do it all you want. I mean, I think it's a really good idea to be putting as many as 3 or 4 videos on there a day. Some people even tell you to put 10 on a day. And it's just you just want to blast it out there. But you know, I mean, what you're talking about is a personal brand, right? I have a personal brand. Other people have a personal brand. And I believe that, you know, and we know that people buy from people. So they want to see every side of you. They don't want to only see the teacher. They also want to see the fun-loving person, the person that has commentary and opinions on things. There's a lot more that make us up as people than just the things we teach and the things that we do for a living. And I think that ultimately, whatever your business goal is, with TikTok, if you're letting them see all different parts of your personality, they'll just grow to know, like, and trust you more, which is the whole point of using it as a marketing platform.
So another quick question I have, and these are coming in, do you ever go to follow parties, or did your videos just go viral?
No, I'm not into that. And some of that stuff is against terms of service, too, some of that stuff. I've had a few viral videos. I don't know if you saw this one, but my most viral video has like 1.4 million views.
1.4 million views. Wow.
Yeah, and it was just this video where I was actually born with I was born with shorter fingers, and the doctors never knew why I was born that way.
Are you being serious right now?
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm 100% serious.
Okay.
I got made fun of a lot as a kid. I got bullied.
So did I. It's horrible.
And it was hard. It was hard during my life. And, you know, I sort of got more comfortable telling that story over the last 5 years or so. And so I decided I'm going to make a little 8-second video. Just, you know, I don't know if you guys seen these videos on TikTok where people just point at the screen in sync to music.
Yes,
right?
And they go viral.
And I just told... Yeah, so I just told a very simple 9-second version of my story getting bullied growing up.
Yeah.
And it went super viral. I sort of proved to everybody and to myself in that moment that you don't need to be funny, you just need to be honest
and be yourself.
And put yourself out there, yeah.
You know, I have a gentleman, I help because I wanted to go live quicker, so I did a couple follow parties, and Wyoming in the house is a truck driver, and he is amazing, and I'll tell you, I love it when he calls in because he supports everybody. And what I've seen is, you know, there's a lot of people that do get bullied on TikTok. I want to be honest with you. You know, there's a lady I talked to yesterday. She's homeless almost, and she's in L.A., and there's a story. We're going to get her on next week. But she has people where she's blocking them because I'm live right now on TikTok. And then she'll say, no, 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 goodbye, and block.
No, 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 hey, 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 goodbye.
That's there her thing.
That's
so
it.
My thing is going to be, what did the Wizard of Oz say? Be gone from here.
Yeah. Oh, and she's got
gone.
Her. There you go. Fairy godmother.
I don't know. But so that's interesting because how many videos do you have out there right now on TikTok?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, hundreds.
Hundreds.
I'm sure.
So
yeah, I'm sure.
They just go to Matt Johnson on TikTok? Is that right?
My username is By Matt J.
By Matt J. Okay.
Yeah, right. And, you know, I've just done, I mean, like, you know, I'm the viral video guy, so I've run tons of experiments so that I could teach people how to do this. And some of those experiments have been just posting just a crap load of videos. Just video after video after video.
Okay.
I even did an experiment a couple weeks ago where I posted 16 videos in 24 hours.
16 videos?
What happened
when you posted 16 videos on TikTok in 24 hours?
Honestly, it wasn't great. I kind of felt like they slapped me on the wrist. I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, you know,
but I do. I have always felt like the internet's a volume game, though. So I would recommend that you're consistent. You know, try to put up two or three videos a day. You know, they can be duets. They can be whatever. Most of these videos take 15 to 20 seconds to actually make. So it's more about, I often hear from people that they don't have ideas, but, you know, you got ideas.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people don't know that you can make money on TikTok. Now, someone said if you have a couple of viral videos, can you make money on viral videos? I don't know.
I mean, you know, just like any social platform, there's a lot of ways to make money on it. I mean, there really isn't much in the way of making money when it comes to, you know, actually monetizing video content.
Right.
I think that the best way to use TikTok is to use it as a platform with a bigger business plan. So if for example, you have a way that you make money, like, for example, I have like an agency and I have like courses on TikTok and other things. So I might send my followers and other people that watch my videos to certain things that'll get them off of TikTok so that I can market to them otherwise, and that's how I monetize TikTok.
Well,
other people, I mean, there are definitely some actual influencers, you know, like Addison Rae is out there making videos about Dunkin' Donuts or whatever she's making videos about, and like that's how she's monetizing TikTok because she's just super, super popular.
Wow.
And then of course there's lives. If you go live, you say you're live right now, people can give you stuff. You know, like they can send you little gifts, and those can be exchanged for monetary value.
Right.
I don't know if you do that, but you can. But TikTok takes a 66% cut of that.
So. Oh, 66% cut.
It's better to for them to.
So I even put up on my TikTok for everybody. I put my PayPal up there. People are doing their other, you know, ways of cash apps and everything too. So I guess you can do that. So that helps too as well. So we have somebody that just sent a panda. T-A-H, here loves Jesus. I like that.
Amen. Go team Jesus.
And so, I've had some, you know, great success, but I take my TikTok money and I actually use it for little girls that want to be princesses. We give them a real sash and crown. And the one just actually went
beauty
out
queen.
Last week, a beauty queen
of
Little Miss Wisconsin.
That's great.
And the mom is single and the daughter, you know, three children. She's going through a hard time. And so she has a beautiful little sash from all the TikTokers, and she's going to make a really beautiful story for all the TikTokers. Yeah. Out there, which is amazing.
Yeah, TikTok made it happen.
Yeah.
So it made a little girl's dream come true
of
being a crown beauty queen. So
it did.
It's really awesome.
And thank you everybody for donating. That's so, I'm so appreciative. So in the meantime, so what state are you in?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
PA, all right. Philly. Philly cheesesteak. Just kidding.
So from now on, do you go live yourself?
I do sometimes.
Okay.
It's kind of a weird thing going live because, you know, it disappears the second you're not live, right? It's not like the other platforms where it gets saved. It only exists in the moment.
Right. I know that. Yeah, that's sad because then you can't. Yeah, you can do different filters, too, which is really cool. And you can edit. And I like my videos on some stuff. But that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
We're good. But yeah, so Matt Johnson, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you on Hollywood Connections to learn a little bit about, you know, viral videos and your marketing. Give your website for everybody they can go to.
Yeah, my website is mattjohnstononline.com. So that's JOHNSTON. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh,
it's fun talk.
Thank you. Yes, but before you go, I got to tell you. So when I first got on TikTok, it was about a month and a half ago. I'm almost up to, I think, 6,000 followers. And which is amazing. And I want to thank for all the support. So I went to Disney a couple months ago before all this stuff happened. And I saw this writing in the sky and it said, trust Jesus. And so I took my camera and I got this thing that says trust Jesus in the sky, this cloud, you know how they write in the sky. So when I put it up, I had over 70,000 hits on that. And so someone said to me, what is your viral video? I said, trust Jesus. They go, I do trust Jesus, but what is your viral video? I said, trust Jesus.
I don't know, it's on third.
It is.
But anyways, that's
and
my...
And who was the shortstop? I forgot that part.
I don't know. So, yeah. But Matt, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and I'm sure that people will definitely watch this again. We're live on Facebook. You can go to Tan Talk Radio Network, and then you can see the show again and hear the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to have a TikTok viral video expert on and what he does in marketing. You can get in touch with him. And Matt, what was that website again?
MattJohnstonOnline.com.
MattJohnstonOnline.com. He's got some great advice for TikTokers, and please join his community as well. All right, Matt, thank you so much. God bless
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. 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 Okay, so let's go back to some more music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. We've got 15 minutes.
She doesn't stop.
I don't.
No, she doesn't. Welcome to my world. Okay, all right. There's not enough, you know, coffee to, you know.
I don't know. Some people are running a TikTok. They said, I'm sorry. I said, I don't. They thought you were somebody. I'm not sure. I can't read the TikTokers right now. But
we were somebody else. Yeah. I'm wrong, Lisa.
Yes. And tomorrow I'll be on live from 8 to 9 p.m. with a Beauty Queen special that we shut the mics off and I can actually talk to everybody on TikTok. So stay tuned. We're live on 6 stations, 3 FM, 3 a.m. Let's go to the famous, amazing performer Wade Williams.
Yes.
Stay tuned. You're gonna love him.
Right, so
all right.
Right now.
We are live.
Do you guys do commercials at all? I mean, there's no commercial.
We will as soon as I get to that.
We have a Tampa Bay Film Society one, and then we also have the ice skating one, and we also
have
the National Comedy Hall of Fame.
Right? Because
there
was a show ahead of us, so I couldn't do the commercials because of the show ahead of us. So.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, are we going to make the sponsors mad? Or
not at all. They love us.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they do.
Don't worry.
All right. So here's another
amazing
song. This is called Run My Way Back to You.
All right.
My legs are tired, running away from the devil that's chasing me, and he's chasing me. My brain's been wired to look for the things I know I shouldn't see, but I still see. Then I hear, crawl before you walk, walk before you run, run before you fall, into the arms who gave it all. What if I run my way back to you? If I turn around completely, will you show me what to do? If I I know that I can't lose if I run my way back to you. My chest can't breathe, thinking about the day you decided to leave. I still can't believe that's not fate. If I stand and walk your way, I'm told you're there, I'm told you're there. And I hear, crawl before you walk, walk before you run, run before you fall, to the arms who gave it all. Now what if I before you run, run before you fall, into the arms who gave it all. I guess I'll crawl before I walk, walk before I run, run so I can fall, into the arms who gave it all. Now I turn around completely. Now show me what to do. Now I know that I can't lose. If I run my way, if I run my way, now I run my way back to you.
Well, I know we have a few minutes left before we end. We'll end with the sponsors and everything. Yes. But Wade, I don't know. You have such a miracle story on some things that happened in your life. We have to bring you back for another time.
Okay.
But is there something that you'd like to tell anyone out there that's going through something, or is there a prayer that you want to say, or something that would just inspire them from your heart?
I think, I'll do it really, really quickly. I'll give you a little tease for the next time I'm on. I have had a death experience, so I've died before. I was dead for 5 minutes. I did leave my body, and I had an experience that we could spend hours talking about. But one thing that I tell you, what, I learned more about what I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that very quickly, what I could tell your listeners and everyone around, all this chaos and this nonsense, and I'm this color, and you don't like me because I'm that color, and this, you're not any of those colors.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was dead, I was me, but I wasn't white. I wasn't black. I wasn't male. I wasn't female. I wasn't gay. I wasn't straight. I wasn't Republican. I wasn't Democrat. I wasn't left. I wasn't right. I wasn't red. I wasn't blue. I was just completely me.
Mm-hmm.
So the essence of me is created, is me. It's still me. There's mm-hmm. there's a soul there, right? And everything else around this, everything that I do, the music, the movies, that's a mask.
Right.
What mask do you want to wear? Is it the mask that you wear that is going to be helping other people? Or is it a mask that you want to put on that shields you from other people and separates you from other people?
That's amazing.
I decided to put a mask on that tells the story as much as I can, that we are all part of one large, wonderful God that created us all. So that's what I learned. And so I'd love to tell you more about that next time I'm here.
Yeah, well, can you come on next week and tell us your story? Because, you know, this is called Hollywood Connections, but then we have Hollywood mm-hmm. Connections. And I just put it out there that if you have a miracle story, you have something that you want to say, people need to hear inspiration. And I've touched by an angel. I mean, I've had some things happen in my life that are true. And you, everybody here has had something happen. And if you're available, let me know. I don't want to put you on the spot again.
No, not like you're putting me on the spot.
Not at all.
Well, I've known you for a couple years now.
Yes.
And you're also involved in Women in Film with Bobby mm-hmm. Hill, and we got the Tampa Bay Film Society. So there's a lot of things out there that are still on hold, but they're all doing virtual. And but when you're ready, I'd love to have you come back. Why don't you write a book about your life?
I started it. I don't know what the ending is yet. So
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
I've actually started it. It's interesting. I've written a couple screenplays about my experience, actually. I've just kind of been
amazing.
Sitting on them for the right time.
Amazing. We started to get into that at Women in Film, and we got off subject, you know, because I was in awe because, you know, I always wanted to work for the 700 Club, and that was back in the days. And now I have my own show, and Lisa's here co-hosting with me and helping out with reporters. And I do want to shout out there, if you want to be a Beauty Queen reporter or reporter, please text me at 727-871-7788. I'm going to send you my digital business card. It's phenomenal. You won't believe what's on it, and you can just change it as much as you want, and you can make money under me as well. You don't need business cards anymore. It's so fabulous. And then also, we want to thank you for being here. I know Lisa's going to talk real quick, and then we'll shout out the end with your social media. I know.
It went by like that.
It does so fast. Yeah, I have to get more sponsors now.
Yes.
Anybody wants to help sponsor this show, sponsor. I have a PayPal account, and the PayPal account is Dawn Reese Show. You can help sponsor this show. You can even have your own special segment with me under this show that we're doing with our beauty queens tomorrow night. I'll be live. So, Lisa, let's thank our sponsors for having this airtime, and take it away.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to thank Celine from J'adore Nail Bar. I am now officially the receptionist there.
Oh, that's why you have gorgeous
that's
nails.
That's why my nails, amazing nails. She did everything for me. It's amazing. And they are located at 10500 Ulmerton Road, Unit 274, open Monday to Wednesday, 10 to 8, Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7:30, Sunday, 11 to 5. She's also part of the I Love St. Pete Key Tag program, though we're in Largo.
Can I stop for a second? Because we have only a few minutes. Lisa actually was on I Love St. Pete, and somebody actually put
I was going to go there, yes.
Yes, and they donated money for a car, and you have a car.
I got a
amazing.
Down payment for a car, yes. Stan Arthur, who's amazing, he saw and knew what I went through, and I just asked him to help me with, get me a car dealership that would work with me, and next thing you know, In 2 days, we have over $3,000, and I was able to get a car. So
that's a blessing.
God, when he moves, he moves. But
yes, he does.
I have a shout out to Sean and Tito from What's Up. I also, the owner of the Jador Nail Bar also has the Spot Sushi Burritos right in the same plaza. She's open 11 to 9, Sunday through Thursday, Friday 11 to 10, and their phone number is 727-253-4593. And tomorrow night, I have my half-hour beauty queen special.
Right. You have to bring your sash and crown and show everyone.
Yes, ma'am. Now you're going to make me find it. Thank you. And we are very lucky that Joy, from the owner of Basil Leaf and Nori Thai, located in St. Pete, one is 6395 Gulf Boulevard, St. Pete, and the other one is Nori Thai, 7612 Blind Pass Road. She donated a $50 gift certificate for everybody to donate to my friend's cancer foundation that actually cleans houses for cancer patients for free. I'm going to start helping her clean. Last but not least, let's all get pesky at the Pesky Pelican, located at 923 72nd Street North, St. Pete. And their phone number, I don't have it, sorry about that, but they are Monday through Sunday, 11 to 9, and they have live music daily. Last but not least, the McDonald's, number 1291. Thank you for hooking me up with the best cheeseburgers I just ate. And last but not least, Dunkin' Donuts, shout out, the best coffee right here to Natalia.
Okay, I have to go over because we have like 3 minutes, and and I'll tell my story next week. But Wade, you also are working with insurance and life insurance. Can we talk about that, where they can actually, we're going to go through you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Your website?
I'm a recruiter, and also I have a couple different insurance licenses. It's my passion, because one thing I did learn when I was dead is that you do think about those you left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized as I was traveling through the universe that my wife and my kids had nothing. I had no life insurance. I had no savings or anything like that. So it's interesting. On the last radio station that I was on, I met a lady who recruited me into her business. And I help people with dealing
with their financial. So where do they call you? We got about 2 seconds,
yeah,
2 minutes.
407-342-6430. I can help you with life insurance. I can help you with investments. I can help you plan for your future financially.
Perfect. Okay. Because 3 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be where I was at.
No, right. That's really hard, because I see a lot of people that are struggling. Like even my ex-husband, when he passed away, and it's sad because he didn't leave anything for the kids, for the sons. Yeah. I'm ex-wife, but you know. I don't know. Do I get anything? I'm remarried.
We'll talk later.
Now, if you were still single, you'd be getting a check.
No, but
right
I heard
now.
if you have an ex-husband that never remarried, you're entitled to something.
Social Security. I think it's if you don't remarry, you get his Social Security.
But I did remarry.
Don't quote me that.
To a very wonderful man.
Say goodbye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank everyone, and then we only have 2 minutes, but I have to tell you this really funny story. Yesterday, we went to the casino because I love Keno, and I can be there all day long. And the funny thing is, my husband, he lost $40. He's like, I'm done. I'm going upstairs. So, of course, I had only 10 minutes or 15 minutes on the machine, so I'm playing Cleopatra. And I actually named my car Cleopatra one time because I did win a car. You know, I mean, money for a car. And, you know, so, anyways, long story short, so I put this money manifestation on for 10 minutes. I'm not kidding you. It said manifest money in 10 minutes on YouTube. So of course, before that, I was walking and praying in tongues the night before, and I was watching Beaming Hope Church, and I gave to the church. So it's not just the manifestation in 10 minutes.
Right.
And I won $475.50.
Yes.
I couldn't believe
Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
I was like,
Thank
oh my
you.
Gosh.
Do you have that $300 you owe me?
Yeah, right?
I'm just saying.
We're going to get life insurance.
All right,
we're
going to
get,
plan.
Yes. Wade Williams actually has life insurance at, yes. And I recommend everybody, because this is going social media. It's going to go on 24flix.com. Yes. It's going to go on 20VH2.tv. We're going to take this over on Roku channel.
Yep. I would love to help you. 407-342-6430.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. So I am Dawn Reese, and we have one more minute. And thank you again. Tell everybody again what your name is.
My name's Aiden.
And shout out your YouTube channel.
My channel is, again, it's called Skirmit. You can find it on YouTube. Originally, it's called Kill It With Fire. You can find
Kill
it.
With Fire.
Kill With Fire. Kill It With Fire?
Kill It With Fire.
Kill It With Fire.
Kill It With Fire.
There you go.
Kill It With Fire.
Originally on YouTube.
On YouTube. And please subscribe to him. You know, John Travolta's son is on TikTok, you know, and he tells everybody, subscribe to my son's TikTok.
There you go. Well,
there
subscribe
you go.
To my son's YouTube channel.
There
Kill
we go.
Kill It With Fire.
Yes.
Remember,
subscribe.
Subscribe.
And we will be checking those of you. We will make sure that you are really subscribing.
Checking
yes. And
better.
Remember, give God all the glory and the honor in your life. Watch things happen. Get down on your knees. Keys, and I take my dogs for a walk. I leave my headsets at home. I mean, I'm on the air right now, and I start, for me, this is for me, I pray in tongues, and I walk, and I thank God for what we have. And if you're going through anything right now, remember, give Him your heart's desires of what you want, and write a letter to God and put it in your Bible, and watch what happens in a year. You'll be surprised. My mother taught me that. I'm Dawn Reese. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Beauty Queen special. I'll be here, and Lisa will be here at 9 o'clock.